Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, we will talk dogs and some college football. At 4:20, we're going to find out who we think the best chicken sandwich is. Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, or Wendy's. Now, Popeyes came out with their new chicken sandwich, and everybody's ranting and raving about it. I've not had it. Mike, you've not had this sandwich either, right?
That's a negative, Carl.
All right. Just want to make sure.
I've not had the Popeyes sandwich. I usually just get, you know, my nickname is 8-piece. I just roll and I get the, you know, the bone-in food.
I got that 2-piece today and tried to drive and couldn't do it. So we're going to have the chicken sandwich wars. That's going to happen at 4:20.
And everybody's doing it, too, by the way. I just saw a Bleacher Report. A lot of guys are doing it around Popeyes where you have the market where both, restaurants are in your town.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of guys around the country, some stuff on social media. So, yeah, a lot of people are fired up. And it's good marketing for Popeyes to get this conversation going. And as Craig reminded us, Wendy's social media game is very strong.
So it is.
They popped up immediately, too.
It is. I just like Popeyes' response when they said, what's going on? You guys look like you just had one of our Popeyes biscuits. You're thirsty. Talking about how dry the sandwich was, which, again, this is fun stuff. But I woke up this morning and was like, I got to get to the bottom of this. Now, I've had plenty of Chick-fil-A sandwiches over the years. Obviously, we're the home of Chick-fil-A. And I think there are a lot of places around the country. You know, you think Chick-fil-A is here crowded. Go to a different city where there's like one location and it's always packed. But Popeyes is one of our favorites. But we love Wendy's as well. And we'll figure it out at 4:20 as Bo and Mike will have a blind taste test. A, B, and C, Mike. You'll have to figure it out.
I think I'm going to figure it out. But no, I mean, but it's funny. Like Chick-fil-A, when they went in New York, remember like there's Southern things, Southern phenomena when it goes to a city like New York.
Huge.
Like when Krispy Kreme, they put the Krispy Kreme in Times Square and people were lined up around the block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, and the joke was all the cops, they had this great picture of the New York Post of all the NYPD guys waiting on their donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing goes when Chick-fil-A opened down by Times Square. They went bananas, and they still do.
In-N-Out Burger when it came to Texas, I'll tell you. It was huge. It was like, what? West Coast thing coming, to the South. I agree, man. There are certain restaurants when you go to certain regions of the country you just seek out and you want to go to. Chick-fil-A, obviously, is one of those places. But we'll find out at 4:20. Hey, also, we'll talk more Falcons coming up, guys. Big preseason game on Thursday. Matt talked about it yesterday. They are preparing as if this is, a regular season game with the preparation, getting ready. We'll see a lot of our starters play more than they played all preseason. But what are we going to really make out of this? Are we going to see a decent run game? Are they going to protect Matt? Are guys going to catch the ball? Because drops were an issue last game. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to look at. And then, Mike, the Julio deal allegedly could be done before, Labor Day weekend gets here. Now,
I'm just kind of mystified as to, where this is. And this is one of those ones because, Arthur made his comments and Julio has been really cool about it. I'm like, Julio's messing with his helmet or skipping practice. It's kind of like the non-story of this offseason in the NFL. Would you agree? For a guy that was promised his bump, he got it last year, but this was going to be the big contract adjustment. When it's done, would make Julio the highest paid wide receiver. But it's still, I thought for sure the sucker would be done by the time they got to camp.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a non-story. People are still talking about it.
Where is Julio?
He's here. Craig, he's practicing. He was just.
I just think, Mike, like us, people are surprised that it's not done. What's the holdup?
Well, when his agent wants to get serious and quit monkeying around, we'll do this deal.
All right, so they want $22, $23 million. That's the holdup? I mean, it's not like we don't know what the number's going to be. I'm just saying.
Yeah, here's where you're going. Arthur's already said it. He's on record. Their general manager is also on record a number of times saying they're going to get the deal done. So, yeah, it is. But the good news is there's no controversy in the sense that there's no holdout. There's no, it's not like Julio, we're going to get to week one and apparently Julio Jones is not on the flight to Minneapolis. You know what I mean? That's not going to be, I don't think it's not going to be the thing that you might get with other guys in the situation.
All right, man. We'll talk more about it coming up in our Falcon Report. 4:20, best chicken sandwich. Stay tuned. Let's get to the dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the Sidelines with the Dogs.
Hey, guys, as we always do, we talk dogs and college football, brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, man. Carl, they got an exclusive parts and labor warranty. It's basically the greatest ever thing you've heard about. So if you're looking for AC, get the guys from Carrier and Cool Ray today.
All right, before we get to some dog conversation, we got to start with the news that just broke, and that is Auburn has named their starting quarterback.
Yeah, Bo Nix.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone thought it might be Joey Gatewood. And now Auburn fans are like, he'll transfer. Okay. Well, we've seen this at Georgia. Right. And if Bo Nix beat him out, then obviously Gus Malzahn feels like this is the best quarterback for the situation. Now, I've said this about Gus Malzahn's offense. And Gus is, you know, I know him casually. We've been at events together. I played in his golf tournament and stuff. He needs a dual threat guy for that offense to really be as effective as it can be. He doesn't need a pure drop-back passing quarterback because of the way they run the football. They also need a running back, Mike, to get 1,000 yards or more, which is something they went away from last year. They just didn't have that element.
You know, some are saying, do you believe that make-or-break year stuff for Gus, that somebody they'll find somebody who's a big alum to find a way to buy out Gus if they have another mediocre season? There's a video. I think the guys at Saturday Down South had this last week. It's kind of funny, but it's like the new – it's like Gus Malzahn, what, 2.0. Right, the Gus is more into what the players are doing and much more hands-on with the guys. Kind of like what Mark Richt did the year. Remember, he's going to get back involved with play calling. It's almost like, you know, coaches do pull that move. I'm not saying it's, you know, it's theater, but it is a way to say that I'm more rededicated and I'm more in touch with what's going on here.
I think Gus gave up too much of the responsibility that kept him in tune with his football team. Now, whether it pays off or not, Mike, we'll soon see. But that's what I think happened. At least that's what he said. And now he's back to calling plays, and he's involved, and he's making the quarterback decision. Okay.
But everyone said, I mean, not everyone, but there's a lot of Auburn fans who felt that he was over Rhett Lashley's shoulder anyway and was kind of, you know, doing his thing. Either way, it feels certainly around Auburn, a lot of folks, they're like the third team in the conversation because it's Alabama, it's LSU, Jimbo's got A&M on the rise.
Yep.
You know, Miss State and Old Miss, you know, they're not going anywhere. But, yeah, this has got to be – is there a number in the minds of the AD and the alum?
Nine.
I might even say – you get to 10 in that division. Well, yeah, nine in a bowl win. You're right.
Because I think the West is considered to be tougher than the East. You win nine games, you win your pre-conference schedule. By the way, we talked about it. They open with Oregon. That's a huge opener for them.
Big article in, is it the Oregonian?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was republished in College Football, the same page they use for Pro Football Talk. That Cristobal is saying this could be like the game-changer game for Oregon. To go beat an SEC team on a national TV audience, that's one's at Jerry World. Herbert going to kick off his Heisman candidacy, a quarterback for the Ducks. Ducks have kind of become second citizens to Washington since Chris Peterson got there. So, yeah, I mean, that's a tough way to start your season for the Tigers.
I do want to be clear about this, and this is no disrespect to Bo Nix, but please don't bring back the Bo Nose. There's only one Bo, and you guys know who that is. It's Bo Jackson. Bo Nose is Bo Jackson. It's not Bo Nix. So yeah. I mean, I've already seen that.
You could do Bo Nose Patrick. That's his dad, who also played at Auburn. But I don't know about you. Who did that? Is somebody already throwing that out there?
No, it's already out there. Oh, Bo Nose. Bring back the Bo. No, don't bring back means Bo Jackson. Yeah, one transformative player that we'll never see again. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. It is our dog report. Let's talk some dogs, Mike. And these rankings in the top 25, it's the highest preseason rankings for the dog since 2008. The voters... no voters expect Georgia to win the national championship. Everybody is still picking Clemson, Alabama ahead of them. And then even some people are picking, you know, Oklahoma to get back in the national championship or Ohio State. Okay. So we said it. The expectation is there. It's now more relevant and prevalent, should I say, than it's ever been for the Dogs under this particular regime, and that is Coach Kirby Smart. Building and all the hope that came in with Kirby's one thing. Now, Mike, you've gone out. You've got huge recruiting classes, number one quarterbacks, and now you're top three in the polls, and you haven't been there since 08.
So now you know what you've got to do. You got to get it done, man. You just got to not have the trip-ups, take care of Alabama. There's a good article, by the way, Seth Emerson had in The Athletic talking about Mark Webb playing the star, which is Georgia's version of the nickel in their defense. It was pretty interesting stuff they talk about because, you know, you consider like SEC, you know, running the football. But, Carl, SEC offenses lining up with three or more receivers, 69.7% of offensive plays. One could argue because the SEC has teams that put a whooping on guys, you got to play catch-up anyway.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting factoid that Georgia, you know, we talk about the pass rush, the young secondary, but the fact that nearly 70% of offensive plays, you're in that nickel, and they're in a 3-4 base with Georgia. But a chance, I think, you know, when you've got so many guys rotating in and out for some of these young players we've talked about, the true freshman to star, especially with Brenton Cox not there anymore.
Yeah, I feel like the Dogs can handle the pressure. I think Kirby, you know, we have fun with it and the slogans and all of that stuff. But I think he's been building his culture and his team up for these moments. And the moment is, you know what, this is not too big for us. Like, in these big games, you've played in big games the last 3 or 4 years under this program. This is not a big deal. We go handle our business. Now we get into the championship game, and we can't make the mistakes we've made over the last few years. Let's just hope these guys have learned. And some of these guys, Mike, it's going to be their first chance. You don't have the experience you had with Chubb and Sony and those guys coming back another year and saying, we're going to do this thing.
J.R. Reed saying, you've got to be in nickel. You got to have 5 DBs on the field. Point out that hardly any offense anymore is using their traditional two-back, two-wide receiver you saw for so many years. And, of course, all that really started, you know, SEC was 3 yards in a cloud of dust until Spurrier started that, you know, back in 90, and then the rest is history. But anyway, it gets us also back to the conversation you and I have been having about how much does James Coley want to throw the ball, and how much will Nick let him throw the ball? Because everyone's seeing these amazing athletic plays that the wide receivers are making in these scrimmages. It's kind of interesting.
It is. I do think we'll see them throw the ball more, simply because I think against the elite teams that match up well against Georgia, you're going to have to. It's not going to be every week. Vandy doesn't match up with Georgia, okay? You can run the ball down their throat, 400 yards, 5 touchdowns, and you win the game. Mike, but when you get through the season and you start matching up with some of the better opponents, you're going to have to throw the football vertically, and that's where you got to trust Jake to be the guy. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, as we talk college football. Speaking of Georgia Tech, because, again, we don't want to leave Tech out, there's a lot of excitement about what their season's going to be. Remember, they open up against Clemson to start the season.
Now, again, Cool Ray brings you the Dog Report. Again, if somebody, a well-heeled advertiser, would like to sponsor the Georgia Tech Report, we'll give you a lot of Yellow Jacket love.
It's right here waiting on you. Tech's got new alternate gray uniforms. Over the years, listen, every team has these alternative or these alternate uniforms.
Kids love them.
Some people like them. Some people don't. But Georgia Tech and Adidas introduced an alternate uniform on Monday, Mike. They'll wear it October 5th against North Carolina.
Yeah, they kind of had like the Yellow Jacket, like the, you know, the octagon, like the hive looking thing, like the honeycomb. They had those on the helmets. They've done that before. They've had some cool looking. I got to admit, Georgia Tech's alternate unis have been pretty tight. So they're going to go with gray. As you said, it's Adidas providing them, which makes them look a lot cooler. Some bad news potentially for Georgia Tech. Waiver requests. We didn't get to this yesterday, but this broke yesterday afternoon. Waiver requests for eligibility for Antonius Clayton and Miles Sims been denied by the NCAA. Mm. Sims is a corner from Westlake, and Clayton, a defensive end from Dooley County, transferred from the Gators. NCAA decision, partly it's difficult because you were trying to make heads or tails of, did they now swing the door shut after letting everybody roll through the portal just the last year or so? But apparently they're going to try and use every avenue possible. But there's some guys that I know that Jeff Collins was hoping to have.
Yeah, you put the waiver in, you see what happens, and if you get guys that can play and get eligible, that's great, but sometimes it doesn't work in your favor, and this is a couple of those situations for the Yellow Jackets. Hey, as we talk about Georgia Tech, by the way, just generally speaking, they finish middle of the pack, back half. Where do you have them in the ACC?
It's difficult. I mean, won't know until, look, Clemson's going to be a tough test because, you know, it's – everybody's rolling, despite all the turnover on defense. Much like Alabama and Georgia, they're just simply reloading up there in Death Valley. So that's tough to tell. You know, just don't embarrass yourself. I mean, I'm not saying that to, you know, to sit there like pat Georgia Tech fans on the head. I mean, we're all excited about what Jeff Collins is doing. How quickly can you go from what you were doing with Paul to a two tight, you know, using tight ends to defining guys that fit the style, more physical style of football that Coach Collins wants to play? It's gonna be interesting. I think 6 wins would be a hell of a season.
Okay.
You know, Craig? Yeah.
Okay. I'm with that.
The rambling wreck just went by.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's excitement.
I mean, what would you say?
No, listen, I think they have the potential to be middle of the pack. Here's what we don't know, and this is why, again, I've gotten this projection thing. Well, how good do you think Tech's going to be? I think we need to figure out or at least see what this system is about. How often are they throwing the football? I've watched Temple when he was there. I get it. And if they're bringing that same kind of offense, do they have the hosses to pull it off? And if they do, Mike, and I don't know if they're there yet, maybe in 2 seasons once he's had a chance to recruit some more backs and skill position guys. But really, that's what I'm curious about is the quarterback. You know, you had all these running backs on the roster because of what Paul Johnson had. You're converting some guys to some different positions. Can these guys pass block, Mike?
Well,
seriously.
Georgia Tech, by the way, the over-under, I'm looking at this from College Football News, according to Vegas, 3.5. So, I mean, again, because of all the things, it's a sea change, guys. You're gonna, you got Citadel, Temple, we talked about, USF is a pretty decent squad, and obviously ACC play. So, yeah, for us to say 6, that's very, very optimistic. I guess then maybe we should recalibrate to 4.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing. Maybe you sneak up on a couple of people who go, well, you know what, they take Georgia Tech lightly. We will see. Hey, it is our Dog Report, College Football Report, brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Cooling, exclusive parts and labor warranty. Hey, guys, it's time. The Chicken Sandwich War. We'll figure it out when we come back here on Dukes and Bell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Dukes and Bell here at 92.9 The Game. We're going to play Chicken Wars here in just a minute. Popeyes throws down the gauntlet, saying their chicken sandwich will eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich. And then Wendy's threw their hat in the ring for good measure. And Carl, for some reason, has a thing against the Colonel, so KFC is left out, as is Zaxby's. Either way, I don't make the rules. I just eat the chicken. And Carl right now is preparing the chicken. He's coming in here. I guess this is where we're supposed to close our eyes. Knox Bardeen has gone home. Squidbilly can't document this for Twitter on video. Craig, get your butt in here, because I'm going to put my hat now over my face. I can't see anything. Is my mouth in front of the microphone? Okay. It is a blind taste test. We are going to take a look at, or not even, our taste buds will sample these three chicken sandwiches. Most people already say we have to be morons not to know what a Chick-fil-A sandwich tastes like. But it's not about knowing. It's about what you think is the best of the best of the best, sir.
I already smell Chick-fil-A.
And this is hurting my eyes. I'm just going to close my eyes. We'll be on the honor system.
I know there's Chick-fil-A next to me because I can smell it.
All right.
Here's the deal. Bo?
I don't feel chicken in front of me, Carl.
No, because Bo's going to go first. Bo, what I want you to do is take that napkin off, okay? And remember, guys, Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, Wendy's. You see it labeled A, B, C, D. You've got four sandwiches.
Did you have to write in Sharpie on the bun? I mean, that's I don't think that's healthy.
I want you to taste whichever one you want to go with first, and then I want you to tell me what you think.
Okay, well, I know which one's Chick-fil-A.
We'll see.
And I know which one's Popeye, so I'm going to go with the one I think is Popeye.
Did you switch the bun just to be a Weisenheimer?
I didn't do anything.
You have to look at the chicken.
I've got four half sandwiches
in
front of him.
All right, here we go. And again, Popeye's, for those just tuning in, they did say they kind of launched a campaign to promote their chicken, and it's kind of created a thing. Now where people are fired up around the country, but who's got the best chicken?
Now, Craig's in here recording this. If you looked randomly at those four chicken sandwiches, they kind of look the same. For the most part.
Yeah.
They do, right?
Yeah, they're kind of similar. Yeah, a little similar.
Okay. So you just bit into, I think it was what, D? Is that D?
No, that would be C.
Okay.
Pretty good. I liked it.
You like C?
I like C. It was good.
Explain the taste. What do you think?
Well, it had some kind of sauce with it.
Okay.
I could taste some pickles.
All right.
The chicken was crispy.
Okay.
Which I enjoy some crispy chicken. So I liked it. I don't want to give a grade out yet. I want to try everything before
Fair
I
enough.
Throw All grades right. out, you know?
Let's continue this.
You are listening live to Chicken Wars. Not Info Wars, Carl, but Chicken Wars.
Yes, we are trying to figure this out because Popeyes went in on Chick-fil-A. Go ahead and choose
now
whichever
gonna
other one.
I'm going to go with B, which is obviously a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
You believe that's the case?
Well,
just take a bite already. Eat it.
Let's see.
As my father would say, less lip and more grip.
Yeah. He's trying to consider himself an expert here on these chicken sandwiches.
And what do you think of that there, pal?
You like that
Spicy.
One?
Spicy.
You like that
it.
One?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Could use a little Hayman to wash it down.
Oh, there's no doubt. It's the only way to wash it down, Mike Bell. Chicken Wars. And, guys, this all stems from, again, what's going on with Popeyes and Wendy's and Chick-fil-A. We didn't purposely leave out Zaxby's or any of these other chicken
you
places.
You didn't have time to get to all of
no,
this morning.
I did not. So this
because,
is what we have.
As we said, you know, Chick-fil-A, their drive-thru is always money if you're on Windy Hill. I've been on that same drive-thru line you were at Popeyes, and that's a long line. But I'm a Popeyes guy. It's worth the wait. Now, if Popeyes could use that same amazing technology that Chick-fil-A does to expedite your way through the drive-thru, it would be great.
What do you think?
Interrupt the hand motion.
What do you think of two?
Very good. It tastes spicy.
Okay.
I liked it. It wasn't. I know that was Wendy's spicy chicken.
You think it was Wendy's. This is a blind test.
It was very good. I do like it. I've always liked it. Been a fan for a while.
Uh-huh. Okay, fair enough. You've got sandwich number three.
Yeah, which is the letter D.
Okay.
D.
A, B, and C, D. That's right.
So I'm going to put letter D
okay.
in my mouth. All right. That's right.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, not the first time a Gator fan has done that.
But I like the fact that Bo is really chewing these sandwiches.
Yes, he's really
going. He is making sure that they are exactly what he thinks they are.
It's Chicken Wars live on Dukes and Bell. Big day here in the South.
Obviously Chick-fil-A.
Obviously.
Obviously.
There is, look, all right, I know a lot of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know a lot of things. And I know that is a Chick-fil-A sandwich. You can taste the pickle. Mm-hmm. I know the flavor of the
okay.
pickle. That is Chick-fil-A.
It does have a unique taste to it. There's no doubt. And if you've grown up on Chick-fil-A, you know right. Chick-fil-A.
All right. Now you're going to go to your final option. What is that now?
Which is poorly written letter A.
Yes.
Okay, letter A.
A, B, C, and D. They're half of a chicken sandwich. Each half is what's in front of Bo here.
Well, Bo takes it. By the way, we talked Georgia Tech last break during the dog report.
Yeah, man.
We really got Georgia Tech fans' hopes high. A bunch of guys hit us up on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Very excited.
Six games?
But there's no way in hell they're going to win six games. These are Georgia Tech fans. Over-under is 3.5. Conte and I were just talking about it. Maybe 4 is more realistic. They're going to run a pistol, 3 wide receivers, 1 tight end. Mm-hmm. That's what Kyle's going to go with. Not sure they have the horse. All right, Bo, back to the taste test. What do we got?
I believe letter A to be a regular chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
You believe?
It has some mayonnaise on it. That's okay. What it tastes like. So I believe that is a regular chicken
right.
sandwich
now,
from
I will,
Wendy's.
Now, I will tell you guys this. I did throw in something special.
Oh,
okay?
Oh.
Because it wouldn't be a real competition if you knew exactly where these sandwiches are or where they came from.
Right.
So they're all chicken sandwiches, but there is one curve monkey.
Ball. Through a curveball.
Absolutely.
Right?
There's
monkey
one monkey in the wrench.
All right.
All right. So, Bo, what I want to know from you is which one's the best. Is it A, B, C, or D? Now that you've had a chance to bite all
yeah,
four.
And hurry up because I'm freaking starving.
Well, I just had another bite of C.
Okay.
C's pretty good, isn't it?
C's very good.
C's good, isn't
all
it?
All right.
I would have to say because B is an outlier, being a spicy chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go it's between C and D.
C and D.
For the best.
Okay.
Much like the Highlander, Bo, there can be only one.
All right. C and D for Bo. Now, Mike, right. I'm going to run and go get your chicken sandwiches.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Can I
all
keep
right.
eating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you, yes
all
you
right.
can.
Carl's going to go get another sample of chicken. Is Craig, by the way, the production value on this is going to be amazing. Frame your shots, Craig, for God's sakes. It is Chicken Wars here on Dukes and Bell. Again, for folks just tuning in, Popeye's going after a Chick-fil-A today, and then it kind of got a whole social media thing going, Twitter. And again, maybe tomorrow we'll try to sample, get the Colonel involved with Zaxby's. As you know, I'm a huge fan of Zaxby's. I don't want to cheat on them. And I love the Colonel as well, those original herbs and spices. But Popeye's is my thing. I just hate – the problem I have with Popeye's is they got to tighten up their drive-thru. That's the problem with Popeye's. If I could get Popeye's in a time – Triple, get out of here. You're not getting any of this. This is scientific testing. All right, Triple's already stolen. I'm supposed to be eating that, you jackleg. That's part of the contest. Triple's on tonight, by the way, at 7 o'clock right here on Dukes and Bell. All right, here comes my chance to sample the goodness. All right, maybe move over, clean up my workstation. All right. Okay, letters are coming. Look at you did a nice job, nice production level with this. Very good. There we go. There you go. Again, this will all be on Twitter, guys. We'll have this posted by tomorrow morning.
All right.
So here we go.
All right, Mike partner. Bell, go for it.
All right, go to.
It doesn't matter where you start. I just need to know the letter.
This is C.
This is C. All right.
He started with C.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk with your mouth full,
that
huh?
That one's a little stale.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Go to. Going clockwise around.
But shouldn't you chew all the way so you get the remnants of the other sandwich?
Oh, he's just
out.
Trying to scarf them down. It's fine.
I'm going to move along. That's Chick-fil-A.
Okay. All right.
We gotta move along, Bo. By the way, anybody know the Heineken maneuver?
Yeah, if you keep talking with your mouth full, somebody's gonna have to do it.
There's gonna be chicken particles all over your mic cover.
Yeah. All right. So you've had C and B, right?
Right.
All right.
Now chicken A. Hmm. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards A.
Okay.
The mayonnaise I like, spicy tomato.
Yeah.
Hint of lettuce.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
I thought that was the worst of the
I'm not. Group. No one's asking you. Pipe down. Right, now we're on to the letter D.
All right, letter D.
Now, mass-wise, a lot of chicken.
A lot of chicken.
It's a big cutlet.
It's a big piece.
A big cutlet. All right, here we go.
I like a big piece of chicken.
Mm.
This is Chicken Wars, guys. Chicken Ooh. Sandwich Wars. Chick-fil-A, Popeye's, Wendy's. Mm. I stopped by today.
That's my winner. D. That's my winner.
D's your winner?
Yeah.
D's your winner.
That's the one.
It's good, isn't it?
I took one bite. I didn't need to take another bite. That's it. D is the winner. D is the winner for me.
Bo, are you going with C or D?
I feel like I'm cheating if I don't
answer the question.
I like C. I thought it was very good.
Show me C.
C is the Popeye's sandwich.
Are you sure? Pick it up.
Right here. Yes. Bo likes the one I've eaten the most of.
All right, here's the deal, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Bo likes C.
Yes.
Mike liked D.
This is called the blind taste test, so C might not be D.
Guys, you both just enjoyed a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Hey!
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
It's got some flavor. It's got the right amount of heat. I'd even like a little spice, even more spice.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Now, I will tell you, I did throw in a Wendy's spicy chicken in there just for added effect.
Right, right.
But there was a regular Wendy's chicken sandwich, the spicy, the Popeye's chicken sandwich, and the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Can you do me a favor? Can you tell me that successfully nailed which one each was?
You did, but I couldn't tell you that at the time. Two different letters, two different spots on the testing table. Both choose. This is not fixed. Both choose Popeyes.
And I like the condiments on the Popeyes. The pickle's a little bit different kind of cut. You
know,
it's almost like a deli pickle.
This is real, by the way.
Some kind of sauce, I thought, on there. There's something tasted
I got to be honest with you. Like, we love all these brands. We all eat it like you guys and gals listening in your car right now. We're in your car for work. You eat a lot of fast food. I'm liking this, man. Popeyes wins. So Popeyes wins.
It's good. Yeah, I had one earlier.
And by the way, very clever the way you moved it around so it weren't the same letters.
No, listen, it's not my first rodeo, baby. Yeah. The blind taste, you have to do that because, again, even if you knew what Chick-fil-A looked like with the bun, because it's a little different. But the Wendy's...
The Popeyes just has more flavor. There's more things going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a
disco. It's a fiesta. It's a fiesta in your mouth.
Disco in your mouth. Yeah. Everybody's dancing.
It's a fiesta in your mouth.
And Wendy's always likes to put mayo on their sandwiches. It's like one of their trademarks. They don't do it with their spicy chicken.
Yep.
But they do it with all their regular burgers and their regular chicken sandwich. That was a dead giveaway for the regular.
All right.
Good stuff. Bo chooses two different letters, but they are the same chicken sandwich. It's Popeyes, guys. There you have it. And by the way, guys hit me up today and said, listen, Dukes, I've been to Popeyes. They've sold out of this chicken sandwich at various locations.
I mean, and by the way, for those that are just tuning in, you know, we have a great relationship with all these companies.
Absolutely.
So nobody is specifically paying us right now to do this.
No.
So this is just truly us, guys. If you listen to the show, we do the game winner. You know we're all about fast food. Popeyes wins the Dukes and Bell blind taste test today. How about that?
Incredible. Hey, we got a lot more to get to. Falcon Report. You guys can keep eating. Stuff your face.
Will do.
Hey, we got Yeah Man, No Man. If Bo can get to some questions and he puts this chicken down. And also, big story today. We'll tell you what it is at 5:20. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Now, your game time traffic.
You know that one guy in your fantasy league? The guy with a huge mouth and always seems to win? Suck it! Well, this season, we have your secret weapon.
It's 92.9 The Game's Fantasy Football Summit. Saturday, August 24th.
Noon till 3 at Twin Peaks Buckhead.
It's time for fantasy football.
Are you kidding me?
We'll have a panel of experts from Yahoo Sports answering your questions live, along with your favorite game hosts.
This year, take command of your league with expert advice you can only get at 92.9 The Game's Fantasy Football Summit.
Saturday, August 24th at Twin Peaks Buckhead.
Brought to you by Prize Picks, Atlanta's premier solution for your daily fantasy sports action.
With Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game time traffic.
I'm O'Gara from your Game Time Traffic Center. This report sponsored by Racetrack. Still seeing delays heading out of town on 75 northbound. Earlier trouble there near Moores Mill Road. If you're heading out on 400 northbound, still not too bad. Just sluggish getting up to 285, then about 12 minutes up towards Holcomb Bridge. Over on the east side of town now, a little over a half hour to go. 285 south from 85, heading down towards Interstate 20. Pizza's always a good idea, especially when you can get a slice for just $1 when you buy a 20-ounce Coca-Cola product or medium fountain drink at participating racetracks. No matter what kind of drink you get, every combo is guaranteed to be delicious. Racetrack, whatever gets you going. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Will Guerra on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's summer clearance time at Kia, so hurry in to get a great deal. As always, you'll get an amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and advanced technology features on all your favorite Kias. Take a road trip in the sleek Optima, hit the mountains in the capable Sorento, or get away for the weekend in the stylish Stinger. Wherever you go, you'll feel better knowing that all three vehicles earned an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus Award when equipped with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. So hurry in to Kia's summer clearance event today to get 0% APR for 75 months on select 2019 models.
Call 800-334-KIA for details about credit cost, terms, and other information. 0% APR financing for 36 to 75 months from Kia Motors Finance and approved credit for purchase of a new 2019 Sorento. Optima excludes hybrid and PHEV and Stinger. Offer may not be combined with lease or any other KMF finance offers. Quantities limited, subject to dealer participation. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details. The 2019 Optima, Stinger, and Sorento received 2019 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus Awards. For more information, please visit IIHS.org. Sale ends 9/3/19.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for D. Geller & Son. They carry the best designs in engagement rings and wedding bands. It's where I got my engagement ring for my wife, and you should too. Viraggio is unlike any other ring you've ever seen. And they'll be here for D. Geller & Son's bridal and diamond event from August 23rd to the 25th. This is the time to customize the ring of your dreams with D. Geller & Son and Viraggio. It's all in the details of these beautiful Viraggio rings, and you can see it from every angle. Plus, you can save up to $1,000 on your Viraggio engagement rings at D. Geller & Son and receive interest-free financing. Hello! RSVP today for extra savings at DGeller.com.
Welcome to the Sports Insider with Dan Kamal, presented by PT Solutions.
Dan Kamal back with Dr. Dale Yeh. Hey, let's do a shout out to our weekend warriors. What's the number one thing, Dr. D, hobbyist athletes should be doing to avoid injury?
First of all, we got to love the weekend warriors. Stay motivated, get out there, be active. We always encourage something is better than nothing. But for the folks who try to go out and do the long distance run, let's try to temper that, progressing from 1 mile before you do the 10K. For the folks who are going to go play 36 holes on the weekend, maybe go out and play 6 or 9 before you go do that. Maybe hit some balls at the range for several days before you go. That's an injury preventer.
How big is stretching?
Stretching is important after the thing that you do, and a slow warm-up, slow progression into the sport that you're doing before you play or before you swing, but afterwards, stretching is wonderful.
Tune into the Sports Insider with Dan Kamal every Saturday morning at 8, and visit ptsolutions.com to learn why physical therapy might be right for you.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is here. The world's best-selling off-road lineup is priced to move, with financing as low as 3.99% APR and rebates up to $3,500. See your Polaris dealer now for the best deals of the year. Rebates valid in U.S. through 9/30/19 on 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Financing offer valid on 2015 through 2020s, subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through September 30th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank, make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you see the Air National Guard riding around your community, then you can believe we have outstanding benefits that will accelerate your life. Explore over 200 career paths at goang.com.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Another sports flash. Just moments away.
Tune in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game this Saturday for the 2019 Metro by T-Mobile Corky Kell Classic as high school football powers from across the state of Georgia face off. The three-day event concludes at Mercedes-Benz Stadium that features the top high school teams from around the state, including North Gwinnett, McEachern, Walton, Kell, Brookwood, Norcross, and more. 92.9 The Game brings you live Metro by T-Mobile Corky Kell Classic play-by-play coverage this Saturday. For more information, visit 92.9 The Game.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Mike Conti, and this update is brought to you by Nature Valley. A three-game series between the Braves and Marlins starts tonight with Dallas Keuchel pitching. The Braves are five games ahead of Washington in the division and are hoping to ride the bullpen into the postseason. Brian McCann says things are improving.
They've been lights out the last couple of outings, and it takes a little bit to get settled into a new environment, but these guys have been doing this for a long time, and they've been very successful.
Also Monday, the Braves signed outfielder Billy Hamilton off waivers. He last played for the Royals, where he had 18 stolen bases this year. The Falcons are gearing up to host the Redskins Thursday night at the Benz in the final major dress rehearsal for both teams' regulars. It's expected Matt Ryan and most Falcons starters will play at least a half here at Thursday night on 92.9 The Game. In other NFL news, there's a report that Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown has filed another grievance over his desire to play with his old helmet. Brown thinks he should be given the season to phase out that helmet, which has been banned by the league. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars are the indulgent break you deserve in your day. Have you tried the dark chocolate, peanut, and almond flavor? Now that's a sit-on-the-dock-and-take-a-moment kind of bar. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Mike Conti. From the Kia Studios and your home of Thursday's Falcons-Redskins game, kickoff at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Yaman No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid-fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan.
All right, thanks for all the input on the Chicken Wars, the sandwich Chicken Wars. Mm,
fallout continues.
Man, I tell you what, William Child just hit me up. He was like, fake news. And then he goes, you know the OG is Chick-fil-A.
No, no, and I feel bad because we're never going to lie to you. We don't play radio. You know that. We don't manufacture arguments or content. We just do it. And we've got a great rapport with Chick-fil-A. And when they had the pop-up store, when they were rebuilding the new one, we've got an amazing one here at Colony Square. They're always so friendly and appreciative. We know the managers and everybody down there. But, I mean, we don't. Our stomachs cannot lie.
Carl. Can't lie.
This
can't
new
lie.
Popeye's chicken sandwich is the bomb.
It's the real deal, yo. Now, my thing is, I had one earlier today because I couldn't wait. I had to taste one, which is why I knew where I could put that on the plate for you guys. Bo said he liked C and D, and C was close, but D is the winner. All right, man. Mm-hmm. It is time for Yeah Man, No Man. What you got with today, Bo?
I want to do more taste tests on the air. Can we do more of that?
Yes. Let's do some single malt scotch tomorrow.
I'm with you. This is such a big deal and so much fun, and a big shout-out to Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, and Wendy's. Their social media off the chain when it comes to how they've reacted and playing amongst each other. It's all in fun. We know everybody's doing great business, but yeah, we had a lot of fun with it.
So it's that time of the year for HBO. Their shows are coming back. Succession came back for its second season on
great episode.
Do you watch this?
Yeah, I watch. I got caught up. I binge watched it the other night.
So this is season
two.
Okay. Yeah, I've not watched it.
I mean, all the siblings. If you haven't watched it, but a very funny, unbelievable interaction where he gets the kids out at the big house in the Hamptons and just basically grills them about what the plan would be. It's really interesting. Really well done.
So I have a question. Sorry, Bo. Is this because you know I love Billions? Is it Billions?
No, it's different. It's more of the dysfunctional family of a billionaire.
Okay,
who's like, basically it's loosely based on a Rupert Murdoch type character.
Okay,
best way to describe.
Okay,
so Mike Conti's also a fan, and him and I have talked about these. He has not seen episode 2 of season 2 yet because he was in Portland doing the game, and he was traveling yesterday. After the first episode, him and I talked. He might have called the season of how it's going to play out after what I saw in episode 2.
Uh-huh.
Because episode 2 really led into what he thought might happen. But anyways, they also premiered, and I believe it premiered last night. I'm always a day behind on HBO because I just watch HBO Go. The Righteous Gemstones.
Ooh.
Now, Danny McBride.
It looks almost too cartoonish.
Well, I saw the episode this morning on the treadmill, the Stairmaster, mm-hmm. and then finished up at home. Because the first episode was an hour. I'm not sure if the whole show's going to be an hour. Here's what the trailer sounds like.
The hate and celebrate what the Lord has given us.
You going to answer that or just let it piss me off?
This family is so regressive. Always keeping women in the shadows.
You know what I think, BJ? Sorry, baby. Can I talk?
Go on, baby.
Gemstones are an absolute disgrace to all ministries.
With everything I got going on, you can't be the bigger man.
Looks like I am the bigger man.
Now, I've seen the ads, but the get-ups and like the over-the-top TV ministers, it looks a little cartoonish, but that's a funny preview.
Yeah, it's got John Goodman, Adam Devine. Adam Devine was in Mike and Dave, The Wedding Dates. He was also in what Workaholics, I think it was. Right. And then, obviously, Danny McBride. I've watched it. The only problem I have so far with it is Danny McBride is Kenny Powers in almost everything he does. And he's very Kenny Powers-ish. His character is very much what you think it would be, so that's somewhat predictable. But it looked pretty good. The first episode was good.
So you're saying he has no range. Go ahead.
He is kind of like the characters, much like Will Ferrell. You could argue are kind of the same guy.
Okay.
Right? Would you say that's fair about Will?
Yeah, Will Ferrell's the same guy in a lot of movies.
Same guy, okay. same routine.
I always see Will Ferrell as Anchorman. I always see him as Anchorman.
Right, but you think about it, there's always going to be a moment where he loses his cool and it's just ridiculous, like in Ricky Bobby and Talladega Nights. Kind of the same guy. And Danny McBride, I mean, I love him in Tropic Thunder. You know, he is a special effects guy. But, yeah, all right. So is it worth taking a shot on?
Yeah, it's worth taking a shot on. I was actually asked, that's the question, are you guys going to take a shot? It is. I thought after one episode, it was worth another episode at least.
Well, I got burned out on Eastbound and Down. Eastbound and Down, the same thing. It got too cartoonish, and I lost interest in it.
I saw the previews for this because we were watching Euphoria, which is not really for kids, even though it's about kids, it's about high school kids. It's really good. I'm going to tell you guys straight up. But I saw the previews of this, and I was like, oh, that looks interesting. But I'm not. I don't think I'm going to watch it. Yeah, the answer is no, man.
No, I respect it. Look, you don't have to. I just thought it was
because
just a new season.
To Mike's point about him specifically, that I kind of see the same character that we've seen, and I mean, part of me was like, oh, that looks good, but then it just didn't draw me in enough.
I was hoping for a little more John Goodman in the first episode, but right. I think we might get more of that. That's actually going to keep me back, and I like Adam Devine as well. So we're a few days late. Thursday night, the Yankees lost 19-5 to Cleveland. And they had to pitch Mike Ford, who was a part-time first baseman. He pitched 2 innings. Aaron Boone went on the record and said, for Ford and some of the guys, pitching is fun. But sitting in my chair, you worry about hurting someone. And he went on further. He says they asked him if, you know, he would be for a rule where you could essentially forfeit late in a blowout inning, game. And that way you don't have to throw out guys like position players.
So a mercy rule to save your bullpen, basically. Yeah.
And he said, I think there would be a benefit to that. You would probably eliminate a lot of the unwritten rules, people running or swinging. It would be like if you get to this point after 7 innings or whatever, there might be something to that and worth exploring.
As a fan, I pay for 9 innings, maybe more, maybe extra innings. You know, I mean, rain delays aside, especially if I'm in an indoor venue, why are you cutting short my 9 innings I just laid out my money for? I think you're not going to be able to do that. You feel me on that?
I do.
I mean, look, I don't have Braves season tickets. I go to about a dozen Braves games, but I do it through StubHub. You know, I don't owe any favors to anybody. I go play. So when I pay $100 a ticket, I want 9 innings of baseball. I don't care about no mercy rule. I'll sit there, get drunk, and watch somebody be up by 15 runs, Carl.
I don't either.
Okay. Maybe you have a point. I might be at Yard House or PBR Bar. Okay. Maybe there's a point. Because no one stays for 9 innings anyway.
But most people don't, Mike, to your point. No.
Well, look, the other night the Braves were down what, 10-2?
Yeah.
It was Thursday night. They were down 10-2 to the Mets, and then in the bottom of the ninth, they roll off six or seven runs.
Well, no Braves game is ever over with this lineup. You're right.
Yeah, and so when do you call a game? Like, how do you make that decision? Who makes that call?
To me, it's a loser mentality.
It's
another
a
aspect,
loser.
Another aspect of this nonsense, entitlement generation. I won't have it, Carl.
Loser.
Did they get a trophy after they forfeit?
It's bad enough now. You can't even throw four balls out. We got to just say no. There was always a 1 in 10 chance some wackadoodle pitcher, Carl, could not make the throw on an intentional walk.
No.
Now we just give him the pass to first base.
Walking.
There was always a chance of the guy on second that a pitcher will short arm it and do something stupid
and screw it up. He might screw it up.
You know what? Make sure Aaron Boone gets a trophy after his next press conference. Craig, hit the music.
This guy.
By the way, you know, when the whole thing went down with Acuna, there was even a guy yesterday I saw on Twitter. You know, I took a family of four. I wanted to see Acuna play the whole game. It's like, get at it. You brought a family of four. You were on your way back to Alpharetta by the seventh inning. You're so full of crap.
And I'm laughing because I know it's true. Hey, coming up, Falcon Report, the latest from Dan Quinn. Guys, we got some things we've got to figure out. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.